What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adina Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Purchase his new album, Solid, through the iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous. You can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, I had this very talented young lady, Lord have mercy, when her first album came out, Sweet Nothings, and it's been a minute, and she has returned, the R&B fairy, new EP, Anomaly, Episode 1, The Captivating Ashton. So I want you to tune in and tune out all the negativity. We are streaming and broadcasting live via iHeartRadio and Spotify at LOTL. The Zone. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and LOTL Radio, it is my pleasure to welcome to The Zone the captivating and talented Ashton. My queen, how have you been doing?
I've been well. How about yourself, Teddy?
I'm doing good.
Good. It's so good to hear your voice.
I'm doing all right. Congratulations on the new EP. I mean, something different. What normalcy is.
Thank you.
Mercy. My goodness. Guestless and Petty Boop. Lord. I mean, who is this Ashton now?
Well, this is the girl that you guys have been missing. So, of course, like you said, Anomaly, the definition of it is something different or something that deters from the norm. And that's exactly what this project is for me. It's something different. I always get questions of how can I get to know you and things of that nature. And I'm like, well, you know, you can listen to my music, and if you listen, you'll learn. But most of the songs that my fan base hears is about love and sex and relationships and stuff like that. So it's like, well, how much can you really get to know me off of that? So I decided to make this project. And it was kind of also a mental health project for myself. But it just allowed me a chance to kind of dig into some different issues and different topics that I'd like to talk about. I still kept it a little sexy, of course, that's why you got your guest list. But I talk about personal struggles, and I also talk about friendships and relationships and things of that nature. So, you know, it's something different for you guys to vibe to.
Well, you know what? The two songs, the two tracks that have been getting a lot of acclaim, a lot of airplay, of course, Guest List and Petty Boo. But the one that got me was Firm Enough to Walk With
Yes.
Me. To the lyrics, I'm like, okay, what is Ashton? What is she saying? Is a lot of your personal journey, have you incorporated this into your music with the new EP?
Absolutely. Of course, I'm married. So, you know, there was all, you know, whenever you're talking to people, there's always the question, you know, hey, how do you maintain a relationship being in the music industry or the music business, you know, dealing with so many different people and things of that nature. And one thing I've always told people, and I've even told this of, you know, different rappers, girlfriends that I encounter in between shows, and they're like, how do you deal with it? And my thing is, you know, hey, you gotta be strong enough to walk with this person. You know, there's always gonna be someone who thinks that this person is, you know, fly or sexy or whatever. So you have to be a strong enough individual within yourself to be able to be in a relationship with somebody who is in the public eye. Not only that, it was kind of like, just like on my own personal level, when I was writing this song, it was more of me just saying, hey, you know, we all go through things. And sometimes, you know, when you go through things on your journey, not everybody's able to go with you on that journey. And then, you know, if you're going through something, sometimes people don't even know how to deal with you even while you're going through something. So, you know, people will take what you're going through and make it about themselves, and it has nothing to do with them. Nothing to do with them, nothing at all. But instead, you know, they internalize it and think that it's something against them, and a lot of times it's not. Sometimes, you know, you might have a friend that's going through something. Sometimes we just need you to sit down, shut up, and just listen. We don't need advice. We don't need your 2 cents. Just, are you strong enough to sit here by my, are you able to just sit here and hold my hand and be quiet? Are you strong enough to do that? Some people can't do that. Some people can't share the silence. And sometimes that in itself is emotionally and mentally draining. So all in all, it's just, hey, are you able to deal with me when I'm at my lowest point?
I find it interesting that you're mentioning this. And the reason why I say that is because is that I have a very good staff. No, tell nobody that, but I have a very good staff. And some of the interviews that I've seen you give towards the latter part, between mid and the latter part of 2019, I had no idea, clue, that you were so down as far as the frustrating part about being in this industry that we call music. And I wanted to get more input from you as far as what was going through your mind at that particular time, because I know being an independent artist can be very, very challenging, because you have to take the money that you earn and you're inputting this into your project. This is your baby. So I wanted you to tell the listeners out there and said, and what were you going through at that particular moment in time, and what caused you to bounce back?
I think at that time I was in a moment of frustration. Actually, I wrote this song about 2 years ago. I was dealing with my own PTSD issues. I was in therapy, and it was just, I was at a point where I was like, you know, I don't even know if I want to do this anymore, because I have to fight. I have to fight. Which, I mean, not saying that other people have to fight either, but I mean, as an independent artist, it's a struggle because, you know, like you said, you're putting your own money into this. I don't have somebody investing in what I'm doing. Any and everything that you guys see, whether it's videos, you know, wardrobe, hair, you name it, I'm paying for it. This is out of my pocket. And it's frustrating when people don't, they don't take that into account. So it's like you have people who are out here, and I'm not saying that everybody's like this, but there are some people that are out there who are scamming artists because they know that, you know, the dream and the desire is there to be, you know, in the top spot. I mean, who doesn't want to be there? But a lot of times, you know, people will take that, you know, let's say they want you to spend X amount of dollars with them and you just don't have it. I mean, outside of paying for your project and, you know, we got bills. We got bills, we got kids, we have responsibilities and things that we have to take care of. And those things that people are asking you to pay them for or invest in, you may not necessarily be able to do so at that time. And, you know, I'll say the wrong people get upset and they talk shit. And they're like, oh, well, you ain't this. Then it's like, you know, it don't even have to be like that. You don't have to be that way. You know, hey, let's just say maybe that'll be something I'll do with you at another time. Or, you know, maybe a lot of times some of these artists don't want to invest that in certain individuals because they don't see the work from them. You know, you say you can help this person get here and there, but who did you help get there? You know, so I think I was just dealing with a lot of frustration, dealing with so many different people, having a hard time funneling through the noise and, you know, just trying to make my own way without having to compromise myself and my family, because at the end of the day, my family's number one. So, of course, you know, I'm not going to sacrifice my children being able to eat over, you know, something that, you know, somebody else wants me to buy from them that it's just not ideal at that time. What made me get back to it? Just the love for music. I love making music. I love to sing. I love to write. It's always been something that's been in me since I was a child. So I can't not create. So I had to change my mind frame. I had to change my perception and how I looked at it. And I think in me doing so and not being focused on, you know, who's not checking for me, look for those who are, you know. Don't get frustrated from the naysayers. Focus on the people who say yes, or the people that are willing to walk with you through your process, the people who are willing to go through the trenches with you. Focus on those people instead of the people who are doing the opposite. And slowly but surely, those people started to come around. And it's been great ever since.
You know, what's interesting, you truly find out the people who really care about you through your worst
mm-hmm.
times. Because when
mm-hmm.
the money is, when your success is there, you have a lot of hands on. We were with you.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, times get tough. Those same people are where to be
mm-hmm.
found. And I know as an
exactly.
artist, you've already set a vision for yourself. I have a vision of doing certain things. Before this virus hit us, what were some of the things that you had planned or some of the things that you invested in on taking place strategically for your career for 2020?
Well, it's actually coming soon, but I'm working on the next part, or the next release to this Anomaly project. I was supposed to have, before COVID hit, we were, my team and I, we were planning on the next set of videos that were coming with this next part of Anomaly, and it pretty much put production all the way to a halt. So, you know, but it gave us the time to kind of regroup and kind of figure things out in a different way. So it gave us the opportunity to be more creative, to make it work at our, you know, to our advantage. So we're actually, COVID ain't stopping us from doing what we got to do. You know, we're still making it happen. It's just not at the time that we wanted it, but hey, it's all good. Outside of that, I mean, we're still, you know, I'm still working on other projects that I have in the works. So there's other stuff coming after this next piece of Anomaly that you guys are going to get very soon. So it's given me the opportunity to work on that and just a couple of other projects. So we've been able to make it work.
All right. For those who were tuning in late, shame on you. But the Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the super talented Ashton with her EP, of course, Anomaly, Episode 1. Now, Teddy Boop, it's very rare that any video actually catches me off guard.
Mm-hmm.
And I got too comfortable with seeing previous videos that you've done. This video mm-hmm. is completely out of the norm for you. And I wanted to ask the first and foremost, cinematography was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Who initially came
Thank
up with
you.
The concept? My pleasure. Who initially came up with the concept for the video?
So it was between myself and my project manager. He has a company called Ratchet Magic. His name is Anthony Joyner. Shout out, Anthony. So he kind of helped me put together the concept. I pretty much spit out to him, hey, this is what I'm thinking, this is what I want. And he has a way of taking what I said and making it all flow together cohesively. Because at the end of the day, the whole point in this video, or these videos all together, they're all linked. All the messages are linked together. So it's not like, you know, you listen to one project, and, you know, you got this song like this over here, then you got this song like this over here, and nothing goes together. all of this stuff goes together. So if you watch the videos in order that they're on the project, you'll see like how they all tie together. They're all linked. And so he kind of helped me put that together. And then of course my videographer, Pep, 21 Grand, he's phenomenal. Anytime I tell him, just like I do with Anthony, I tell him, hey, this is what I want. This is what I'm seeing. Make it happen. And I don't have to say much. They know, they just know how my mind works, and they make it happen. I don't have to fuss at them. I don't have to be like, oh, they're not doing X, Y, Z, or they don't get it, or nothing. I get none of that from them. So, you know, they're the best, man.
You know, it's one thing I love about being an artist that I admire artists for in general is the creative process where you can literally act out your deepest fantasies through videos.
Mm-hmm.
You can
quiet,
reserve, intellectually, just be an introvert. But during the video shoot, you can allow that creative process to come up. That's why I said it kind of took me, it kind of caught me off guard when I seen the video, of course, Guest List and also Petty Book. And I mean, how therapeutic was it for you to show that side of Ashton, because you have so many, I don't like to use the word fan because it comes across as being very generic, people who really truly love your music and what you bring to the table. How more therapeutic for, how therapeutic was it for you to show that side of you in your music?
I think it was very therapeutic for me. It was a good thing. And one thing I'm going to point out to you also, is in these videos, I don't know if you noticed, but I'm wearing masks.
Yes.
So in Guest List, you see the mask. In Strong Enough, you see the mask. Petty Boop, there are no masks. Because this is the point, well, let me just say this. You know, throughout life, as individuals, we have to wear many different hats. And sometimes you have to wear a mask. Wherever you go to your job, you have to put on that professional mask. And you know, whatever you're going through that day, you know, it doesn't even matter. You know, because your problems are the company's problems. So whatever issues the company's dealing with, that's what you have to deal with. Who cares about what you're going through outside of here? And I mean, that's just the way our world is. So Petty Boop for me was saying, you know what, I'm taking the mask off. I'm tired of the mask. This is what you got, and you either gonna like it or you're not, and if you don't, that's okay.
Well, my love, the listeners have spoken on your Instagram page. They definitely love it. So far be it from me to deprive the listeners of some therapeutic music. Let's get into it with Petty Boop, of course, from the super talented Ashton, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
If it ain't no business of mine, I don't mind it. If it ain't making me no money, I ain't got time for it. Oh, no. Ooh, God's really working on me. I'm not the same girl that I used to be. Cause I heard what you're talking about all around town. Cause if it was the old me, somebody had to hold me back
off your ass.
Cause I don't play it,
no.
I don't play it.
No.
Just say it.
Say it.
Don't be fooled, cause I play it cool. Already had enough for you, Miss Petty Boop. You
got me fucked up.
If you think I'm gonna tell you my business, so you could be a witness to my downfall.
Got me fucked up.
Get your ass up from around me. Don't need none of your negative energy. I'm just trying to protect my peace.
Got me fucked up.
time I see you, you always have the scoop. Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors for every occasion. And I ain't got the patience to deal with you and everyone's issues. Can't subscribe, I got my own. Betty Boop, you gotta go. If you think I'm gonna tell you my business, so you could be a witness to my downfall. Nah, nah. Get your ass up from around me. Nah, nah, nah. I'm just trying to protect my peace. Ooh, you hurt them, him, you. You hurt them, you. Talking about me, you're gonna get popped in your mouth. And if you think the song is about you, well, it is, it is. Ooh, I don't think you feel me. Do I got my riders with me? Say, I keep my head down and live in peace. So why these bitches fucking with me? Say this light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
The super talented Ashton Betty Boop from the EP Anomaly, Episode 1. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to go back in time, Doctor Who's time machine, and go back to your EP, Sweet Nothings.
Mm-hmm.
From that particular album, as far as your songwriting and your growth as an artist, how do you feel you have grown as far as songwriting, just being an overall better artist?
I think for me, from Sweet Nothings to now, I've had the opportunity to kind of deal with different situations that I hadn't dealt with before. I've met a lot of different people, which of course my songwriting, of course it does come from a lot of personal experience, but I also base some of my songs off the interactions that I have with other people. So it could be like maybe a conversation that I have with somebody about, you know, something we were talking about. And I ended up turning it into a song. Because at the end of the day, I want my music to be relatable. I want, when people listen to my music, I want them to say, hey, I feel that because I've been through that or I've been there. So that's why I do that. I think also, with that being said, I've also started to include my husband in some of my work. So he's actually been helping me out a little more on this project, which is cool. Because, of course, we first met over music. So, you know, to have him here to kind of help me with the writing process and all of that for this new project was very different for me as well within itself. So I think those are some of the changes I feel that have helped me grow and improve.
Now, what I've noticed from our last interview, you are your own worst critic. I mean, you're very hard on yourself. And also, too, that you think, you really a lot of times you overthink a lot of different things pertaining to music and also just pertaining to life in general. And I wanted to ask you, by having that solid foundation, having your husband there, being able to work with you, do you think that has helped you overall to be a lot less critical of what you're doing as far as your songwriting and just overall being a better artist? It happened?
No, I'm always high. I'm always critical. And I think that's just a thing that we as artists do because, you know, we're artists. So it's like, right. You know, we're sensitive. So, no, I'm still critical. So that's why it'll take me a while before I even say, hey, listen to this, or hey, check this out. to somebody before I even release it, because, you know, I don't want them to, you know, throw my baby. So, you know, no, I'm still critical, but, you know, it's cool to have somebody on my side to help.
Lord have mercy. Well, what has you most proud of the new EP, Anomaly, Episode 1?
The determination to get it done, because I've been through so much in the last 2 years leading up to the release, just trying to even put this whole thing together, you know, paying for everything that I need to make this happen, you know, going back and forth with different people to get things done. It's been a journey. It's been a journey. So, you know, with that being said, there's been times where I question myself. I'm like, you know, is this God's way of saying, hey, you really shouldn't be doing this? You know, or, you know, what is it? What is it? You know, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I shouldn't be doing music whatsoever, and I should continue with my mental health work. You know, just a lot of questioning. And so with that, I didn't listen to the bad part that was talking to me. I started listening to the good side, and I just pushed through. And I'm glad that I did, because I could have easily given up and said, you know what, I'm not going to do this. I don't want to deal with it. It's too much stress. But I felt like somebody needed to hear this, so I put it out. So I'm proud of the fact that I was able to actually set this goal, say, hey, this is what I want to do, this is why I want to do it, and actually pull it off.
Well, you did it, my love, without question. And I want to touch
Thank
on something.
You.
Mental health, terrible in the African-American community.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to ask you about that, because all of us, at one point in time, we go through our own, quote-unquote, emotional issues, especially now.
Yes.
And you have a lot of people that have an opportunity now to spend a lot of time by themselves and meaning over things. Over-processing things.
Yes.
For you, you have a devoted, quote-unquote, I'm going to use the term fan, listener base, who really finds some type of therapy through the music that you put out. And I want you to speak on as far as mental health and what are some of the things that helped you and may also help a lot of other people out there that really needed this particular moment in time.
This moment in time, it made me realize how not important a lot of things that we rush to do are. They're not important at all. I think that this has given us the opportunity to sit down, refocus, and kind of figure stuff out. A lot of times people are so bothered, or not even bothered, but they don't want to deal with their issues, so they focus on being everywhere and doing everything so that they don't have to think about what they're dealing with. They don't have to sit at home and deal with whatever issues that they're dealing with at home. They don't have to sit at the job and deal with whatever issues they're dealing with on the job. They don't have to go and talk to their friends and, you know, deal with that. So it's like it's given a lot of people an opportunity to sit down and really deal with their issues. And that's, of course, if they are willing to deal with their issues. I hope people are dealing with their issues during this time. But it's important. And one thing that people have to realize is they're not alone. A lot of things that people do feel is normal. Or maybe not necessarily of what we define as normal, because, of course, in this society, nothing is normal anymore nowadays. Just being able to accept that, and I feel like this is a special time in society because it kind of gives us an opportunity to redefine some things and realign some things, because we're able to see just how much, like a lot of these jobs that we're doing now, they're all working from home right now. Like, It just lets me know that these jobs, he didn't really have to be in the office for somebody to hover over you to watch you to make sure you're doing your job. Because we're doing it at home right now. I'm doing it at home every day with my clients. So I think, you know, it's unfortunate that it has to be something to this level, because of course, you know, there's lots of people that are out there who are still sick. There's lots of people who have died, who've lost loved ones due to this. But at the same time, I feel like it's good because it's giving people an opportunity to refocus, calm down, stop running around doing all this stuff that they're doing, and just to sit down and recalibrate themselves.
Well, I must say on my part, on my behalf, the only thing that I found frustrating, I have run out of cigars, Ashton, so I'm really...
You gotta go get you some.
But I'm gonna deal with it the best way I can. Lord have mercy.
You don't have a choice, man. You don't have a choice.
I'm dealing with it. And for all you music lovers out there, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Ashton's official website. That's at www.music.com. And while you're there, be sure to pick up the EP, Anomaly, Episode 1, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, but you know, like the teddy bear. If you want a little bit more.
Yes.
Over to Amazon. Pay your respects and follow and support this young talented lady on Instagram. Her Instagram page is instagram.com/AshtonMusic. I was just handed something by my social media person. Ashton, what is with the aqua blue onesie, my love? What's going on?
I'm just comfortable. It was cute. It was comfy and cute. And, you know, I felt cute, so I just took a picture and posted it and figured that my people would like it. They love it. They like it when I post little cute, sexy selfies. But, you know, I mean, right now, all we can do is be at home. And matter of fact, on the hard copy of Anomaly, remember how I said that there's another piece that's coming, right? If you get the hard copy already has the extra piece.
Okay.
The rest of it, so that's like exclusive.
Okay.
But the rest of it will be coming out soon. So that's the other half of the project that I was telling you about, the next episode. So we'll have some additional songs, and actually one of the songs does kind of talk about the whole being at home and sexy. So I think it's funny that, you know, I wrote this song 2 years ago talking about being stuck in the house. I got your favorite pair of panties on. You ain't going nowhere. We ain't got no kids. We about to do the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? But, and then here we are. We can't go nowhere. We stuck in the house and hopefully being sexy at home, you know? So that's what that's about. So, you know, it's just all about having fun and, you know, enjoying life. And, you know, regardless of the circumstances. So that's
one of the things I've always admired about you. You were such a free spirit, and it definitely comes across in your music. Remember,
I am.
Family,
thank you.
Remember, family, be sure to get that new EP. Of course, Anomaly Episode 1, and one of my favorite songs on the EP, Visually, and just as far as the sound quality in general, Guest List featuring Calico the Beast. How did you guys come together and work on this fantastic single for the new EP?
So Calico is a long-standing friend. He's actually one of my husband's best friends. We've known each other for a very, very, very long time. Again, like I said, when I met my husband, you know, it was over music. And so he was in a group, and Calico was part of that group. So it was him and Mr. 380. And so they always use me. Anytime they have, like, a song that they need somebody singing on, you know, I'm usually the go-to girl. So, of course, that's why, you know, they say that I'm an R&B fairy, because I go and I sprinkle a little R&B fairy dust on all their songs.
Yeah.
So I have this song, I had this track, and my husband and I were listening to it. I was writing it, and I was like, dang, like, I need a feature on this song. I was like, it would be hot to have a guy because we're talking about a threesome and things of that nature. So it's like, you know, what if we had it to where a guy would say, like, what he would say if his girl said this kind of stuff to him? And so I was like, man, who could do this track? Who would sound really good on this track? And I was like, well, I kind of want like a fast rap, because of course on my end it was like kind of slow and ambient, I'll say that. And I wanted somebody that could fast rap, and I knew Callie like had that in the bag. So I hit him up. I was like, yo, check the song out. And he's like, man, it's dope. I love this song. I'm like, okay, cool, because I need you to write something to it. So he did that. And we got in the studio, did our thing, and the rest is history.
So it is written, so it shall be done. The hit single, of course.
Yes.
EP, Ashton Anomaly, episode 1 with Lord and Mercy, Guest List, featuring Calico,
mm-hmm.
The Beats, in the Zone of FOTO Radio.
Beginning of something different. Let's make a guest list.
I'm definitely going to be moving around more. So it's just a matter of when at this point.
Okay.
Once we get this lift, once we get out of isolation.
I understand. Well, let me ask you this on the other, a little side note. Have you had an opportunity to work on your culinary skills at home now?
Not really. My husband has. So, look, don't judge me. Don't judge me. Look, I am working from home right now. I am also homeschooling the kids. So my husband, he's been nice enough to be like, don't worry about it, baby. I got you. So he's actually been stepping up and stepping in and doing most of the cooking, thankfully. So, you know, he does whatever he can to, you know, try to take any stress off my plate. So, yeah, not I, said the cat.
That makes a beautiful relationship, my queen. Hey, I've said, I told a friend of mine, said she has elevated her music to cigar and cognac type of vibe. Yes, Lord, it's a beautiful experience.
Yes.
Well, I'm looking forward to
my love. I can identify with that.
Oh, my God. Unbeknownst to Ashton, I have seen her around town in the last, 2 years at different functions. And you have really done your thing, my love. And I kind of just sit back and watch. And I said, you know what? You have such a magnetic personality. And it just draws people to you. And I thought for sure when you did that collaboration with Brian Angel from Day 26, you and you,
mm-hmm.
I said, okay. She's going to take off now because the video got a lot of love. People were speaking about it. And I wanted to ask you from your perspective, because to me, that was one of your best vocal. I mean, you really did a wonderful job from a vocal standpoint, and the production was great. What
mm-hmm.
do you think happened with that particular scene? Because I expected you just to kind of take off after that. Do you think you weren't getting enough push, enough airplay? What do you think happened?
I mean, in a nutshell, yeah, I could agree with that. And a lot of that has to do with money. So, you know, you have to be able to market and, you know, be able to, like, really push things. So, again, you know, it goes back to the conversation of being an independent artist. A lot of times, you know, we don't have the funds that it takes to we don't have the big budgets that a lot of these artists on labels have to promote and, you know, and push themselves and put them out there. So, I mean, I did the best I could with what I had. But, I mean, overall, I feel like that's mostly what it boiled down to. But I feel like since then, I've been able to invest in that a little more. Especially now with Anomaly, I've been able to do like a lot more marketing because I've been able to, well, I didn't mention this, but I did graduate from, I graduated from college last year. So it's given me the opportunity to get a better job, a better paying job.
Right.
So I can invest more. And then for the last year, I'd been performing with a band. You know, just doing cover gigs just so I can make that extra money on the side. So I've been hustling. And I feel like, you know, when I did that project, I was still kind of new. I was still new coming back from being on a hiatus, you know, having kids and all that. And So it was kind of my first go on my own. So had I known then what I knew now, I wish that I would have been able to, you know, have the money to invest in the marketing that would have been needed to make that song as successful as it could have been. And I mean, for all we know, we still could. I mean, look at Lizzo. She, you know, has a number one song off of something that she did like years ago. So, I mean, it's always possible.
Well, like I told you from the first time, I believe in your talent. Your vocal prowess has gotten better. And I see Oh, my pleasure, my queen. You know, the teddy bear always has to be 100 with you. You know that. And again, whatever you need, do not hesitate to let me know. Again, family, remember the new EP, Anomaly, episode 1, is available as we speak. So be sure to get your copy. Don't tell me you don't have the money. Look, if you can stand outside waiting to get a pair of Jordans, I don't want to hear it. That's an excuse. Make it happen. Go get the EP.
You ain't got to leave your house.
There you go. I got to do some about cigars, my queen. I have plenty of cognac, but I'm running short on cigars. But I'm gonna figure it out. I'm going to figure it out.
I'm gonna have to find you some cigars.
Thank you, my love. I appreciate that. You stay up, stay strong, remain positive. You and your family have a fantastic,
always.
And I love you, okay? Take it easy, all right?
Same here. Thank you again, Teddy Bear. I appreciate you, and thank you for having me on your show, and thank you for just continually supporting me and my music. I really do appreciate it. It means a lot.
All the times. And do me a favor. No more onesies, okay? No more.
No more what?
No more onesies.
You don't like my onesie? Oh, you can't answer that. Okay, I got you.
Ashton,
I have
you
another
like,
one. It might pop up soon.
You look like
Hopefully
you're 17.
Like
you look like you're 17.
Hey, I'll take it. I will take it.
Lord.
Because I ain't been that age for a long time.
Come on. You're still young at heart, my queen. Keep it so
far. I am.
Okay?
Always.
All right, my love. The super talented Ashton here in the zone. Novello Dio Radio. Lord have mercy. Remember, family, be sure to get that new EP, Anomaly. Episode 1 via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And again, for those who like to look just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. But in the meantime, got to take a little 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills. Pay the cost to be the boss, even when you're vibing here in the zone. Of LOT.
Your number one hit station in town.
LOTL, the zone, where real music,
Woo! Freaking
bitch. I'm a beast, I'm a mother, in my side. Hollywood's living good,
I'm getting money, wanna bet. Why you on my body, wanna press a full bet?
number, I'm on the top. You let it flop. Wanna talk shit in my face, you and I.
Money, fame, sexy, game. We work hard. Please tell them who I am.
Tu fais le con, tu n'assures rien, tu crois que là t'es pas bien. The haters did love her, but can you see that you're not taking control? Je me mets bien, mais là je pense à toi, tu parles pour rien, mais non tu restes à voir.
You.
you here in the zone of LOTO Radio.